I tell you what, though, the one horse that really caught my attention yesterday was Desert Lord. Team Hawks had a great season, and they might have unearthed a pretty promising horse here in Desert Lord. Co-trainer Michael Hawks is on the line. Good morning, Michael. Congratulations. And what struck me was the sectional times this horse ran yesterday. Times don't lie. He absolutely flew over the last 600 and looked to do it with apparent ease. Tommy Berry had the opportunity to ease down late. He's an exciting horse, Michael.
Morning, Ray. Morning, Jimmy. He is an exciting horse, and yesterday's performance showed that he just was really on his mark. And, you know, he's putting together a little bit of a reputation or a good, you know, racecraft, I suppose, with the wins that he's putting in. But he's just still learning, you know. He's just still a baby, Ray. And honestly, times for us, it's not about the times. Yes, everyone loves times and how you do things, but it's about the horse. And once he got into the rhythm, probably halfway through the race, I was starting to cringe a little bit when I know the horse is like a freewheeling sort of horse. You're better off going a half a length quicker than a half a length slower. And when those two horses crossed Tommy, he started to get the head up a bit, and I just started to cringe there. But they did put the speed on a little bit more, probably from the 700, which helped him to get into his gear. And the last thing I said to Tommy was, you don't win at the 400. I don't want you going before the corner. You win at the finish post. And he had to go through his gears, and when he did, it was quite exciting to see.
Yeah, a bit like Ray, if he gets distracted, you know, can really lose focus. We've all seen that, Michael, I suppose. So is it a surprise to the stable? Not, you know, I know you don't really want to talk about those times, but the times and the magnitude of the win?
Do you want to know the truth, Jimmy? I wouldn't even have the faintest idea what times he's run.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Well, we've got them here if you want them.
I'll tell you, Michael, 600, this is Desert Lord individually, 633.3. I think only one horse broke 34 all day outside Desert Lord. Then his last two 200-metre sectionals, he broke 11 seconds in both, 21.62 overall from the four. So that's motoring, Michael.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me, Ray, with the performance he put in. But as I said, you know, if you go back a couple of preps ago or three preps ago, look, he's a well-bred colt. He's by High Chaparral at a Nova Star. Now, anyone who's listening doesn't know who Nova Star is. She won a Winter Stakes Group 1 in Queensland. I think it was Kelly Schweeter trained her. She was a great race mare. And, you know, when you get these well-bred horses, it's imperative that you keep their mind active. And, look, there's no one better than we feel than us that we try and make stallions because we love making colts. But when you or when the horse or the product starts to get a bit tempted in other ways, you've got to make that decision. And the problem this day and age, and we keep saying it, you know, people don't like gelding horses because they want to try and have that $40 million colt. Well, that's great, and that's aspirations to have. But here's a perfect product that if we didn't geld this horse, he wouldn't be doing what he's doing now. And he's still doing things wrong.
Yeah.
He still wants to lay in. He did last prep and the prep before. You know, his trial was very good on Monday, and he's come through and he's gone to the races and he's done it. But as I said in the tweet last night, his racecraft, he's still learning it. And he's trying to enhance that. So the future is bright for him. I think he's only had 10 starts, and I think he's been out of the placings twice, I think, from memory. So he's kind of a horse that he's definitely going somewhere. But I've got to give, you know, Steve Dillon and all his owners in the horse credit, because if they didn't listen to us, they wouldn't be in this position now.
What next, Michael?
Well, he's pulled out really good, actually, this morning. So honestly, he's still in the Stradbroke. You know, I know a lot of horses, everyone says they're heading that way in Stradbroke and Brisbane, but we feel the best is yet to come. We probably may roll the dice and just sort of half sit back and wait. The only problem is his rating is low.
Yes.
And he is going through the grade. So will he make the Stradbroke? Probably not. But you never know. Stranger things have happened. So whether we run him the week before, that is obviously in the Kingsford Smith, which is a Group 1.
Right.
You know, he's taking on the big boys. But once again, it's all about trying to go through your grades, and especially with this bloke, he's still learning it. So if he doesn't get there this year, unfortunately, there's always next year. But you never say never with us, and we'll just bob along. And, you know, probably this prep, he's had a freshen up too. So he's coming off those runs at Randwick and Kensington that he won. So look, less is more, but he's going to be a bright spark in the future. That's the thing.
Mm. Hey, Michael, before we let you go, can I just ask about a horse that won during the week? And I know it's easy to get carried away with provincial form, particularly just out of a two-year-old maiden, but what Exceed Dance did at Wyong last Thursday, took a pretty special horse. He gave the leaders, I don't know how many lengths on the turn. His finishing speed was extraordinary.
Yeah, he's another bright featured horse, Ray. I'd been telling Peter Orton for a while, to be fair, look, he's the right horse. We've just got to be patient. He went Shinsor a couple of times. Once again, he's still a baby as well, even though he's won at two. And I've been pushing to try and get more of these two-year-old races in the city, because not that I didn't want to go to Wyong, we probably had to go to Wyong for the race. And I said to them before, it's probably not his track. Yeah, if anyone hasn't watched the video, they probably should, because he was probably 1 out of 10 chance of where he finished to be winning, let alone hitting the line like he did. And last thing I said to Tommy again was, look, as long as he's rocking home, can he win? Yes, he can. But if he does, it'll be extraordinary. But I just want him flashing home, and that he did. So once again, you know, he's pulled up good. It depends how he does this week. He'll only have probably one more. If he has that, he may go to the paddock. But once again, he's going to be some three-year-old. So, yeah, we've got a lot of nice young talent coming through. And anyone that knows our stable, we're pretty patient. And that's what we try and do. And we try and get results. But no, he's another bright horse coming through, right?
Exactly.
Speaking of patient, Michael, just one more before we let you go. And this for the listeners. And when I say listeners, I mean Ray and Tanya. Can we get a Vetter update, please?
I got one yesterday off Michael.
Yeah, but we didn't.
No, Ray spoke to me yesterday, actually. He's still out. We're going to give him a good spell. You know, once again, he's a gelding. He's still learning his racecraft. He probably went a bit too hard and then sort of deteriorated through his prep from there. So we just want to give him a good spell. He'll have 2 or 3 months off. He's a gelding. There's no rush. I know Ray's not a rushing sort of person, so I think he's pretty fine with that.
Yeah, okay. And Tanya's nodding her head too, mate. Yeah. So all's good in the world, mate. So.
No problem with the invoices being paid there, Michael. They're okay. Mate, they're on time.
They're one of our best.
Can you imagine the drama? Juno, if she's not paying Bill, you can just don't even want to go there.
Oh, I'd love it. I'd love it. They'd have a field day, the other mob, wouldn't they?
What? Yeah.
Good on you, Michael. Well done, and appreciate your time this morning, mate.
Thanks, boys.